You guys are all here. A lot nicer than what has been for temperature-wise. A lot warmer. That's always nice. I like it warm. But we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, there's quite the list there. The rehearsal for the Christmas program is today in the sanctuary. So the class that usually meets in here, that's Brad and Clint's class, will meet in room 7. There's chairs set up in there for you guys. So room 7 is on the south hall down there. Down the hall, just to the right, in the middle there. It's the biggest room on that side. So just so you guys make note of that for Sunday school. Also, if you saw out in the foyer, there's a table in the corner for a food donation opportunity. You guys can look at the details there, but it's for the Lions Club. Just make sure you get that in by December 11th. So we get those there. Yes, you can. Yeah, the Lions. If you couldn't hear, the Lions Club is donating 44 families boxes for them that need it. So if you guys could get that in there, that would be awesome and help out some people in the community. Be awesome. Also, the church verse, the 2025 church verse. If you guys have any ideas for that, get that to the elders by Wednesday, December 11th as well. December 14th, this Saturday, is the Christmas treat swap. So if you guys are looking at doing that, make note of that and come and have a good time of fellowship and get some good cookies and bars or whatnot, whatever you bring. And then there's also the ability, if you want to spend some time working on tying blankets for the women's outreach, you can do that as well. The Sunday School Christmas program that they're practicing for today is next week. So come and watch the kids sing for Sunday school. Even if you don't usually come to Sunday school, it's a pretty fun time to see those kids sing. It's very encouraging and being able to see them. Also, on December 15th is our Christmas caroling. There's still the sign-up sheets out there for snacks and bars and soups and sandwiches and all that kind of stuff. The cookies to give to the people we're singing to and the soup and stuff to eat for that. So make note of that and go sign up and do that. Also, the Christmas Eve service, if you guys are looking to do music or reading or sharing something of anything, talk to Pastor Jason, or you can sign up in the foyer on that sheet, too. So, are there any other announcements today? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship. So, if you guys saw, our call to worship is Isaiah 7:14, and we've started in Club Rock, our Wednesday night after school programs, going through the New Testament we started this year. So one of their memory verses was Isaiah 7:14. So if you guys are in Club Rock and you know the verse, come on up now. And I want you guys to be able to see them say it, because I think that's pretty fun. So come on up, guys. You can do it. It's not that scary. Does Liza want to come? Come on. Get up here so everybody can see you. I'll help you out with starting it. So, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Good job, guys.
Excellent job and a great demonstration of hiding God's word in our heart and how it can guide us. We're going to sing together number 123. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. O come, Emmanuel, number 123.
Oh, come, Emmanuel. and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations kind, all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. The world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Very good singing. If you would greet one another and tell them you're glad to see them today. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. A couple of requests that have come out the last couple of weeks. Continue to pray for Lucas Hall's dad, Dennis, or nickname is Red. Continue to pray for him. It's as he comes off of having a couple of stents put in. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley. Okay. You're welcome. We continue to lift up Ernie and his family with his brother's passing, but the praise is definitely there of the opportunity as a Christian witness for you and your brother to be there for his family and for your brother. But we do know, not only grateful for the safety God gave you in travels, but the being as a presence, being Christ to them. June. A year and a half?
A year and a half.
Okay.
So she's got a long time of antibiotics yet, but at least she doesn't have to have the infusions anymore. It's oral. And it's, it's coming along, but she's still got just the spacer in her knee. She can't walk with it or anything. But she sounds cheerful. So praise God for that.
And we will continue to pray. As June's sister-in-law, Diane, we've been praying for her. And as things clarified, she had a staph infection in her knee, had most of the knee removed. There's a spacers there, so she's not able to be mobile. But she also has what is called Q fever, and the remedy is about a year and a half of on antibiotics. So we will continue to pray. One, that they glad they have answers, so that's a praise, but for her sustaining. Christy.
Yes, Rich and I are grandparents again. On November 22nd, our son and his wife, Johnny, had a big boy, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, Julian Thomas. And he joins his sister group.
So Rich and Christy have become grandparents again back in November, and we're grateful that everyone's doing healthy, being healthy. Grandson Julian Thomas. We'll join you and them in the praising as well as the days and rows ahead. That is a huge praise. That the one of the families that attend SBA, Doran is on the school board. Their house burned down this past week. The praise is that everyone got out. We all know and can anticipate all the needs that are there. And if you are connected to the Sunshine Facebook page, there's a GoFundMe for them as well as different needs that they may have. But we are grateful that the family was able to get out, and God does replace stuff. And so, but I know that does open up a lot of a lot of hardship, especially as we enter into winter. So we'll be praying for the Hamburger family as they recover from the fire. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Tammy, and then.
A praise. We got my dad transferred to Kansas City. So he is settled in there and attending his first Sunday at church today with them. So it's going to be a big transition again for him. But I feel so bad because he was not able to be here his last Sunday to say goodbye. He had to stay home with me. I had 2 days of not being able to walk on my own, of being so lightheaded and dizzy. So he
So, yes, that we were able to drop my father-in-law, Bob, off in Kansas City as he spends his winter there. And he does truly appreciate how you've opened up your arms to him and brought him into our church family. But Tammy does have some tests this coming Friday. Her hemoglobin numbers have been extremely low, and so there's something going on. The numbers, God has been gracious, and the numbers have been kind of inching their way up. So we were able to celebrate Thanksgiving with my parents and Tammy's sister, Cindy. So Rocky will be having shoulder replacement surgery on Wednesday. I know this is kind of, you've been through the routine before, but yeah, we have a collection of individuals that go. So it's Rocky's turn, and we will be praying because I know you have other winter plans that you'd like to also get moving on. So we'll pray for the surgery Wednesday and for the healing time ahead. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for this season of the year. As we are reminded again, as we enter into Advent, and it is because we can be a forgetful people. We get busy with life. We operate at times like we can do all these things on our own. And when we enter into Advent, it is the biggest reminder that our greatest need we could not have accomplished on our own. That we, as a human race, have offended you so greatly through the actions and sin of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, but even in our own actions, our sin has separated us from you. And when we come to the Christmas season, it is the reminder that you took upon yourself by sending your Son, God of very God, man of very man, to be our sacrifice. There are many opportunities throughout this season of the year to be reminded through programs. We're grateful that even in the midst of a lot of the commercialization of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas is there. Father, thank you for, again, another opportunity of proclaiming, whether it be through our actions or through different church programs. We pray for our Sunday school program as they practice again today, and as things get prepared for next week, we just ask that you would give patience and direction for the leaders. And for each of the students, we thank you for the opportunity of not just seeing them perform, but of watching how, again, the reminder of hiding your word in their heart, that they may not sin against you, and how you will use your word in the times of our lives we need it most. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We lift up Red Hall and the ongoing healing from his heart surgeries. We pray that you would be giving him the strength and energy he needs. We thank you for the way his family is able to be around him. And we just pray each day he is strengthened. Father, we lift up Ernie's brother's family with Vernon's passing. Thankful for the safety you've given Ernie and his brother. And we just ask that you would continually use Ernie as a witness for you, as also that you would be with him during this time of grief as well. Thank you that you have promised that you do never leave us nor forsake us. We lift up June's sister-in-law, Diane, and continued healing from this Q fever, and grateful for the praise that the staph infection has been removed. We ask as she continues to heal that also bring wisdom for the doctors in the next step for her knee. Father, we are grateful for new life and expanding of families. We join with Rich and Christy with the addition of a new grandson. We pray for the family. We pray for Julian as, especially in these early stages of being totally dependent on his parents, we thank you for just the joy of new life. Father, we lift up the Hamburger family to you, that one, we pray that you would supply their needs. Thank you that they are all safe, and that as the body of Christ and the extended family of God, that we can come alongside of them and provide for needs. We also know that, that's not easy to accept gifts from others. So, Father, we pray that your provision would be extravagant for them, that they would truly see your hand at work, even in the midst of the tragedy of losing their house and all their stuff. Father, we lift up my father-in-law. We thank you for the time that he can spend with us through the summer months. And it is a reminder as we get into winter that several of our members and church family will be heading for parts south. We just ask that you would give them safety in their travels, and the time away, they would find the connections that you bring their way. You know, we lift up Rocky to you and his surgery coming up on Wednesday, that you would guide the surgeons, and having gone through the procedure multiple times, strengthen his resolve as doing the physical therapy, as well as just the inconvenience. We thank you for the helpmate that you've given him and the family, and we do pray that you would bring full healing through the surgery. Father, we are grateful for the ministries, as reminded this morning with Club Rock. We just ask that you would be with each of the teachers and staff as we minister to students and finish up this semester. We are grateful for each one you bring in our doors and the opportunity of sharing the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. We just ask that you would continue to use the different ministries of our church. We are grateful that we can support missionaries around the world. We pray for the Moyers and just the different doors that you open for him with being the chaplain with the different rodeos. Father, we just ask also for this world that we live in. There's still great unrest in places like Ukraine and now in the Middle East, for things going on in Syria and Lebanon. We just ask that the Prince of Peace would reign supreme, that you would, we know you have a plan for this age. We just ask that your people would be ready, that you would find us when your son comes, you'd find us working on your behalf. Father, we ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Janelle. It's good to see you all here today. We're glad that you've chosen to join us and worship together. As I was hearing the request and thanking you over our prayer and offering time, I'm reminded that we come together not only just to worship, but it's also to lift each other's burdens. And as we share our own burdens and help carry others, our own burden is lightened in doing so. You know, we all go through a time of need, and we all go through times when we can help each other out, and it feels good to help people. And it can be overwhelming sometimes, the help that we receive, but it's a blessing that we can give and we can receive and keep paying forward, I guess. It feels good to be in a community that does that. Good to see other communities doing the same. Let's stand and sing a few praises this morning. Next song is a combination of a couple. They'll be familiar, but they're set up just a little bit different. I think you'll catch on pretty quick.
Angels.
angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Worship Christ, the newborn King. God is with us, even now, His love is here. Come and worship, worship Christ, the newborn King. God is with us, even now, His love is here. His love is here. Thank you.
For your gift of your Son, for your love for us, for the forgiveness of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.